Shalom, Havarim, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan with the awesome lady of my life, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
And Todah Rabbah, and may God impart true shalom to us all as we persevere, demonstrating our awesome trust in Him alone. Let us pray.
Oh God, our Father, we do trust in You and will not cater to our fleshly desires, but rather verbally acknowledge Your amazing grace to those You put in our path. We humbly ask for missionary believers to evangelize our loved ones and water the seeds we have thoughtfully planted so they may sprout and grow and realize, as we have, how much they do need You. And Lord, may today's horrific acts of evil be like a light bulb to trigger sleeping souls. We pray protection on Your candidates running for office and any cheating to be exposed. We also lift up to Your throne these recent prayer requests, many seeking a miracle touch from You. We humbly ask this in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen, and bless His holy name.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, since we did not have news last week, we will address a few questions that came in after sending out October's newsletter last week. That is up right now on shofarministries.net.
Oh, by the way, we still do the paper mail-outs upon request.
We certainly do.
All right, I think we should probably begin with Russia.
Yes, and before that, let me mention, too, that Israel is having their elections today that we will talk about next week. But many hope Netanyahu gets back in.
And we'll soon know.
Yes. And meanwhile, we have a bombshell from the Bloomberg report. But first, let me remind you that the United States has always said we would never strike first with a nuclear weapon, only in response. However, the latest Pentagon report implies that that is no longer the case and has now threatened an attack on Russian land if they do not leave Ukraine.
Everyone knows that's not going to happen.
Right, because that would also mean exiting Ukraine's bioweapons labs.
Yeah, Ukraine does have bioweapon labs.
Yeah. Just like Wuhan, China does. Mm-hmm. And Russia has been guarding them from the beginning, which is why they really went into Kiev, even though Russia's original goal is to liberate the eastern area of Donbas, where mostly Russian Ukrainians reside, but were being persecuted by Nazi infiltrators.
There are many deep state operations in Ukraine.
Oh, yeah. Lots of money laundering for sure. You know, Hunter's laptop is proof of that. And tragically, Ukraine citizens are the victims. And it's very sad to watch. And which our media makes sure we see to play even more so on our emotions and thereby desire to continue supporting the war.
And it's working.
Yeah, war is money. To the big weapons-producing corporations, for sure.
And we pay for it.
As our national debt is skyrocketing. And Putin continues his request to sit down and negotiate, but we will not.
That's saying something right there.
Yeah. Again, confirming that those on top want continued war.
They're called warmongers.
And globalists who want to end nationalism. They must take down Russia's sovereignty because they're the most resistant, I guess. And they expect other nations later than to just fall in the pool easier at the right time. So, no borders anywhere.
Will they be successful?
Well, according to Scripture, we know there will be a global governance. So, at least, at the very least, Russia would be a vassal government.
So, totally compliant.
And Putin will no longer be in charge, if even still alive. And isn't it interesting that the land of the north of Israel, as described in Ezekiel 38, doesn't call it Russia, even though it does name Persia, which is Iran, and also names Ethiopia, Libya. Rather, Ezekiel uses the demonic name of Gog for the land farthest north of Israel, where originally the son of Japheth immigrated to.
Whose name was Magog.
Yes, Genesis 10 and 1 Chronicles 1. As well, I noticed in the genealogy of Japheth, in both Genesis and Chronicles, that it ignores the downline genealogy of Magog, but does name Japheth's other son's descendants.
To me, that means Magog went wayward.
Somewhere along the way. Which is why we see in Ezekiel and Revelation, Gog and Magog are demonically described.
So, moving on about Russia.
All right, yes. So, as we said, it is obvious that the United States does not want the war in Ukraine to end, and they use our emotions in order to continue. So, when Putin said last week that Ukraine was planning a dirty bomb, false flag, my discernment made me think that that's probably a true statement.
Oh, yeah, me too.
So, of course, I did a little research and found out that, sure enough, Ukraine has been working on a dirty bomb. Now, you can check it out yourself on sgtreport.com, where the Russian defense minister says he has concrete data on contracts with two organizations to make a dirty bomb, and Kiev, which is, as you know, Ukraine's capital, has all the tools it needs to do it.
Well, you know, they do have three active nuclear plants.
And the master puppeteers are pulling their strings, and of course led by the United States.
Well, you know, we should be glad that Putin exposed it.
Of course, expectedly, Ukraine denies making one. But hopefully, at least the exposure will stop it. Even though our leaders just say that Putin is revealing that for his own cover. So, listeners out there, what do you believe?
Please send us your thoughts.
Yeah, because we love to hear from you. And sadly, there are also reports of Ukrainian undercover infiltrators that have killed their own citizens to blame it on the Russians. Once again, you need to ask who benefits the most from this ongoing war.
Well, it's not the Russians.
Right. Let us repeat. It's the warmongers and globalists who want to end the sovereignty of nations to include the United States, which is why we see open borders, child trafficking with China's drugs, killing our people to reduce the population, particularly of the conservative Christian patriots who love and stand up for America.
So they bring in the immigrants.
Exactly. Who have less love of our country, thereby not committed to nationalism. And by the way, let us conclude this topic by saying, which we already knew, but recently confirmed by the Daily Express in the UK, that Putin's grandmother starved to death in the siege of St. Petersburg in World War II.
And that his mother was actually a devout Christian.
Yes, who taught Putin about Jesus, who often has declared himself as an Orthodox Christian.
Yeah, that's a split from Roman Catholicism.
Mm-hmm. And has been often seen, Putin has been often seen wearing a crucifix around his neck.
Yeah, you don't hear that in the main media.
Nor do you hear how after 9/11, President Bush asked Putin to use his military bases in the north that Putin still controlled. But Putin's intelligence said, no way.
Yeah, but he did anyway.
Mm-hmm, right. How many of you know that? Or that he gave asylum to Snowden, the whistleblower, bless his soul.
Putin has now made him a citizen.
Yeah. But let us repeat again, we're not here to defend Putin. Just saying, look at the other side, too. He wanted to spare the Russians still living in eastern Ukraine from persecution and didn't want Ukraine to enter NATO.
Putin believed that would be Russia's demise.
Yeah. And how often do you hear about the Nazis of Ukraine and the 2013-14 color Revolutionary War that was really the work of the CIA And what about Obama? Under Saul Alinsky's influence, years before his presidency, as a community organizer, he was actually seen in protests handing out devices that could injure other protesters, as in cups filled with cement and bottles of water with chemical contaminants.
And fake steel cookies.
Right. Trying to agitate and incite, and then turning the security cameras on them to say they were the bad guys.
Exactly what Antifa does.
Again, follow the money, for much of our turmoil is funded by George Soros, Open Society, to cause chaos, to ultimately be in total control. And by the way, Ukraine maintains training bases for Antifa and the openly neo-Nazis, which make up a large part of Ukraine's National Guard. As well, there is a communist party in Ukraine, and it's run by the oligarchs.
But many say, look at all the Jews killed in Ukraine in World War II.
Yeah, but it wasn't the Russians who killed them. It was Ukrainian Nazis who right now are still being funded and armed by the United States and NATO. That's really who's receiving most of our unaccounted money and weapons, where some are, these weapons are sold to our enemies. All the while, the oligarchs are lining their pockets, including Zelensky. And one day, when it gets real bad, as in a dirty bomb, he will just take refuge down in one of his quite laid out Ukraine's deep underground military bases to escape radiation.
While the people suffer.
They don't care about the people.
Mm-mm.
Do you recall Zelensky knowing a Russian attack was coming, and he did know, tell his people to stay in Ukraine? Remember that? Because they all wanted the casualties to play on our heartstrings. Again, there are still Nazis in Ukraine.
Although less violent.
Openly less violent, maybe, but still remain, since they invaded Western Ukraine during World War II and were a basic operation for the SS under Hitler. And by the way, were protected by the CIA from accountability at the Nuremberg trials. And the only reason we know this to be true now is because time has run out for this classified information to become declassified.
Many documentaries have been surfacing.
Yep. For such a time as this, where knowledge is increasing, It's an eye-opener to delve deeper into, say, Operation Paperclip and the CIA connection. Because at the end of World War II, we welcomed into the United States the worst of the Nazi scientists, giving them safe passage and a job for life with immediate citizenship and police protection to their family members. We wanted their sinister knowledge, and we also protected, therefore never convicted, the very evil Joseph Mengele,
known as the Angel of Death,
who apparently drowned at a ripe old age. Gee, one can wonder if Fauci is his descendant.
Well, spiritually, definitely.
And Mengele worked at the biolab at one time in Fort Detrick, as did Fauci, before the bioweapons research gain of function was moved to Wuhan in 2014. Anyhow, again, Ukraine has a long history of Nazism, and our CIA has a long history of protecting the bad guys, as in Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, etc. But I think we should stop there.
Okay. Send your end time questions by email to Sheila at shofarministries.net, or call the office and leave your detailed message to 440-834-9006. Also, by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio. Please consider a love offering, and we'll be sure to add you to our mailing list for any updates and biblical teachings. You can also donate on our webpage, shofarministries.net, where all the past radio and teaching newsletters are archived for your added learning.
Okay, so we also had a request on the Yeshua codes, as his name is encoded within our own DNA.
That is true.
As well as buried within the pages of the original Old Testament that we have talked about in the past. But if you really want a deep dive with pictures, we recommend you get the book by Carl Gallups.
Simply named Yeshua.
You know how painters, after they create their masterpiece, they sign it? Well, God, too, after creating his masterpieces, autographs us as well.
Our God is truly amazing.
Mm-hmm. Another request we received was, what do you think about our open southern border?
Asking, is it as bad as we think it is?
Oh, no. Actually, it's worse. And worse than you can ever imagine. We know about all the sex trafficking, the child kidnapping, the horrendous amount of lethal drugs, terrorists invading us. But the number one goal, according to this whistleblower from the UN, is to bring in 100 million aliens to dilute the pool of patriotism in order to demonize nationalism. And they plan to join 3 to 4 nations together to make regions and then join all the regions together.
For global governance.
As in Canada, U.S., and Mexico, which is already primed to go thanks to the North American Free Trade Agreement. So no doubt globalism will happen, but when on God's timetable? That's always been the question. Will we be here for a few more years? If so, maybe we could slow down the worst of it. Next Tuesday's voting means a lot, if we want a respite.
Well, you know, Trump gave us a respite.
That's a true statement. So, destroying all sovereignty is their main goal.
Unfortunately, along with that, evil will wax worse and worse.
Yes. So dark that our light needs to shine more brightly. The Word is the lamp that is turned up through the power of the Holy Spirit, who will enlighten you more if you saturate yourselves in Him.
Jesus is the Word.
So study it and ask the Holy Spirit for that extra dunamis power.
And He will give it to you.
Amen. And pray especially concerning the little ones, the boys and the girls and the teens, used as sexual objects of ritualistic sacrifices, where evil, privileged leaders are said to drink the blood of tortured children.
Why tortured?
Well, they say because it raises the amount of adrenaline in the blood called adrenochrome, so they believe will help them live longer.
And many do.
By the way, this is not new. For as long as there's been the devil, there's been child sacrificing. Hello.
Well, in Old Testament, it was to the god Molech.
One of them. And by the way, whose later leader is Satan. And the ungodly did consume the blood of the child sacrifices way back, which is why God says, do not consume blood.
Because it was a demonic ritual.
Leviticus 17. And reconfirms again later in Acts 15. Because it too came from demonic sacrifices. Think about the gold cup in the hand of the woman of Revelation 17. It says it's the blood of sacrificed martyrs from all ages. We know life is in the blood, and Satan wants all to drink it in the worship of him.
Abortion, you know, that's child sacrificing.
Oh, for sure. To the god of humanism. And did you hear last week our Secretary of State Yellen said the reason we're in economic stress is because women weren't having enough abortions?
Wokeism is anti-family.
Yes, it sure is, because they are anti-God. And Georgia Governor Stacey, the candidate for Governor Stacey Abrams said, the heartbeat we hear on an ultrasound, well, that's just fake. Anyhow, back to the border. I learned that in order to get the children away from the border quickly, the Biden administration pays private LLC companies to quickly snatch the children, put them on chartered planes and buses, and move them to unvetted sponsors.
And many are pedophiles.
Yep. Who will take three or four. So then Biden can claim, well, they have good homes. However, they're unable to keep good track of who they are given to.
Or where they end up.
And I understand there's like tens of thousands of children that are actually unaccounted for.
And these traffickers, they get thousands of dollars per child.
Also, many have been found in the desert with broken bones, diseased, dehydrated, and malnourished, and some dead.
Well, you know, this is a big business operation.
And cooperation. Very lucrative, with the VIPs of many organizations working behind the scenes in on it for money, like child services, NGOs, some churches, and even groups that claim to be anti-trafficking organizations. It's just a cover.
But there are good organizations, too.
Of course, who try genuinely to do their work, but they are hindered due to the children being quickly snatched up. And everyone knows about the enormous amount of drugs and fentanyl which are poisoning our young adults. Can't say that enough. And also there's many violent criminals coming over.
Even Chinese spies.
And by the way, the Mexican cartels, and we reported on this, are 100 times worse than the mafia has ever been. All the while, Biden has tied the hands of our Border Patrol, immigration agencies.
And fired ICE.
Yeah. You know, you yourself can read the UN Pact. If you go to the year 2000, it actually states that global migration is a human right. They take the criminal element out of it completely. So, why do we tell you all this? Because it is very sad. But we do it to stir you up, to do something meaningful. You know, you can show up at your leader's office or at least call them. Ask them, what are they doing to help these kids in trafficking? You know, you only have one human life. We got to make it count. So that you can say, as Paul did in 2 Timothy 4:7, he said, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. Will you love his appearing and escape the awful tribulation coming? Luke 21 says anyone can with just a meaningful prayer. Just repent and invite him inside. Then let him rule over you instead of the God of this world. Because if Jesus isn't ruling your life, then Satan is. There is no in between. And to those of you who are lukewarm, get your act together now. Store those treasures and don't lose any of your rewards. I want to leave you, of course, as I do every week with the ironic blessing. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So, till next week, Sha'alu Shalom, Yerushalayim. Pray for our leaders. Pray for the candidates that the Lord is going to stop any kind of fraud and that we get the ones that are supposed to be there for our little respite. And, of course, pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because those who love her, you're going to prosper in many different ways. Sometimes you won't even know. That's Psalm 122. So, God bless you. Tell someone about Jesus. See you next time.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.